Ugandan Army spokesman Major Felix Kulaije tells VOA the threat by the head of the radical Somali group known as the Shabab is being taken seriously. But he says if the intent of the threat was to prompt Uganda to end its peacekeeping mission in Somalia and withdraw, it will not work.
For that, they want to make us run away. We have maintained a neutral stance, so it will not change our position. However, should we get targeted as they have done it before, we shall defend ourselves.
On Wednesday, the elusive founder and leader of the Shabab, Aden Hashi Airo, is believed to have posted an audio recording on a Somali website, urging his fighters not to differentiate between Ugandan soldiers and Ethiopian troops in Mogadishu and to destroy the peacekeeping force. Airo, who was trained by Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan and is on a U.S. list of terror suspects, was a top military commander in the Islamic Courts Union before the Islamists lost power in an Ethiopia-led offensive last December. Since then, Shabab fighters have led a fierce insurgency against tens of thousands of remaining Ethiopian troops in Somalia and against the secular Somali interim government supported by the government in Addis Ababa and the United States. In May, 2 months after the Ugandans began arriving in Mogadishu as the vanguard force of a planned 8,000-strong African Union peacekeeping mission to Somalia, 4 Ugandan soldiers were killed and 5 others wounded in a roadside bomb attack. The Shabab, which at the time was also known as the Mujahideen Youth Movement, claimed responsibility for the bombing. But there has not been another major attack against the Ugandan force, and in July, its 6-month mandate was extended until January. Uganda has expressed deep disappointment in other African Union countries, including Burundi, Ghana, Malawi, and Nigeria, for failing to contribute troops. The overall peacekeeping mission was to have been comprised of 9 infantry battalions of 850 soldiers each, supported by maritime and air components, as well as a police training team. Speaking to VOA Wednesday in Nairobi on the sidelines of an African Union conference to discuss the Somali peacekeeping mission, the AU's Director for Peace and Support Department, Jeffrey Mugumya, said Malawi had withdrawn its offer to send troops to Somalia, but he was hopeful that the others would fulfill their commitments.
Nigeria promised, Ghana promised, Burundi is almost ready. What is remaining is the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding between the AU and Burundi. And hopefully we might do it before the end of this week. And once it is done, they would be on the ground.
There has been no comment from officials in Burundi about the threat by militants to kill peacekeepers in Somalia. Alicia Ruvioe News, Nairobi.